your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for a little dab into some of the Russian personalities. Dr. Putin had to hire a guy to run the military operation in Ukraine because it was not going well, as you know, so he put a new general in charge. Frieda's going to give us some insight into this guy. Known as a butcher, he really doesn't seem to be the nicest person in the world when it comes to being on the offense in a war. Frieda, let's hear about him.
That's for sure. That's an understatement. You know, his name is General Alexandra Dvornikov, and he's notorious for his brutal tactics, and he oversaw Russia's intervention in Syria. He has been appointed as the country's general commander in Ukraine as Moscow prepares for a renewed assault in eastern Ukraine. And his appointment and Russia's withdrawal from the Kiev is the acknowledgement that the invasion has not gone according to plan. You know, Ukraine and Western officials warn that the coming battle in the Donbas could eclipse the kind of fighting scene in the conflict thus far. Dvornikov is believed to be behind the Kremetsky railway station bombing that killed 52 people, including 5 children. He is known as being ruthless, and in 2020, Putin promoted him for a rank of general. So during his time leading Russian troops in Syria, around 10,000 bombings flattened towns and cities across the country. He's known as the Butcher of Syria, as you said, and he's 60 years old. He has a history of disregard for avoiding harm to civilians. He will be the overall commander. Many of the Russians' tactics in Ukraine were similar to Syria, bombing civilians and hospitals, and returning to hit the hospitals again. Dvornikov graduated from military school in 1978, and he joined the Soviet Army. He went through the ranks. He became deputy commander and chief of staff in 2005. He became first commander in Syria in September 2015. He sticks to the old Soviet-Russian approach. If there are forces, they have to be destroyed. He mastered impressive military drills. He's the most advanced general in the area, and he is of Putin's most trusted allies. He was born in Russia, a far east near the border of China. He graduated from military training in 1978 at the age of 17, and he became lieutenant general in 2012. And he used chemical weapons to choke civilians to death. He used tools of terrorism, torture system, rape, nerve agents. He is the worst of the worst. He has overseen the Russian-backed separatists' war against Ukrainians in Crimea and in Donbas, the region which resulted in 13,000 deaths. He masterminded the 2019 operation to blockade and seize 3 Ukrainian Navy ships and 24 sailors on board in the Sea of Azov around Crimea. And he is a potentially even more brutal attacks against civilians, critical infrastructure, and disregard for the laws of the wars to come. So this is what we really have waiting for us, and he's already general now. He's a Russian Grounds Force Colonel General and a hero of the Russian Federation. So that is his background. And as you said, he is somebody that is going to have a presence in this situation with Ukraine.
You know, he's a pretty interesting guy. He's probably the kind of guy that Putin needs, I have to say. Now, I'm not saying I approve at all of Putin's appointment of this guy, but, you know, you talk about, I mean, this guy really doesn't believe in the rules of engagement, but, you know, the rules of engagement really are kind of funny when you stop and think about just exactly what they're put in place for. They're put in place supposedly for a more humane way to kill another human being. You know, I got to tell you, Frieda, that's probably the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. The only way a country or a particular entity can effectively win a war is to simply annihilate the enemy. And, you know, in this case, Russia's enemy doesn't really happen to be anybody's enemy, certainly not ours. And it's just such a shame that Putin went into this thing the way that he did. It's unbelievable to me, and I have to wonder what his rationale was. I know what his rationale is portrayed as being. He doesn't want any Western influence in Russia. I have no idea how that's going to work out. I don't think it's going to work out well because the entire world is against Dr. Putin, unfortunately. You know, with his intellect, how could he possibly have made such a huge mistake? You know, and that isn't really a question for you necessarily. I'm curious as to how you think this thing is going to work out with this new guy.
Well, you know, we may be surprised. You know, Ukraine is doing pretty well for itself. They just bombed a ship, a military ship in Russia. So they're becoming much more aggressive. Hopefully they'll be getting more military equipment as well. And Putin is saying he's going to be more aggressive if the United States sends more military equipment. But who cares? He's doing what he wants anyway. This is not Russia's war. This is Putin's war. And it's interesting I'm saying the word war so easily and sadly enough. It's coming to look more and more like that as well. But the Russian people are very happy the way they were. They weren't looking for change. And everybody in the country in Ukraine is devastated. And this murderer, this butcher I was just talking about, he's going to bomb a site and then it's going to bomb the same site over and over.
I believe that's going to happen. And war is hell. I mean, what more can you say?
Well, we're looking at a situation where we have to outsmart this you-know-what so we can go ahead and show that even somebody like he doesn't have any rules or any normalcy to his patterns can be outdone.
Yeah.
And I'm looking to Ukraine. I think Ukraine is strong enough to go ahead and combat this.
Well, I got to tell you, Frieda, I think Ukraine is strong enough to combat this. They've shown so far that they have. The only alternative, really, quite frankly, is perhaps limited tactical nuclear weapons utilized on the part of Russia. If that happens, that will be the biggest mistake that Putin ever made, because then at that point, the entire world will be against Russia, and I'm not really sure that's anything that Putin would want. I feel so badly about this whole situation, and an example of just how horrible it is exactly the way that you described this particular general. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.